Even baptized believers can become plagued by questions regarding their future. And such questions can really weigh on the mind. We are uncertain about a lot of things, and more often than not, we're left to wonder what the future holds. Divination was a practice in the Old Testament, divination. And this practice meant trying to find out the future in ways unauthorized by God. God was strictly opposed to this, and it's not hard to determine why. Our futures always reside with God. Trying to figure out what's going to happen at least means we're not content with today, but it could also mean we don't trust in God to work out all things for His good. We want to know more than what He has given us to know, because we think what He has given us is insufficient. That is a problem. To call God's word insufficient for daily living, thinking we have to know more, is a characteristic of unbelief. My friends, do not worry about tomorrow. Your God is already there. Furthermore, you have in your hand right now, today, all that you need to live by. When it comes to your salvation, God is not a skeptic, and there is no uncertainty. God's word is clear. Salvation belongs to you and your King, Jesus Christ. And this salvation is yours by faith. Faith grabs Jesus. Faith grabs His righteousness. These things are yours. That point, that truth, that teaching is the very reason you don't need to know what is going to happen tomorrow, because you have salvation today. You have life eternal in Christ Jesus, and that is what we live by. Today marks the first Sunday in the church year, the blessed season called Advent. Advent is very much about salvation, because Advent is about Jesus and His coming. In one sense, Advent is a season of preparation for celebrating Jesus' birth, His coming into the world through a virgin after having been conceived by the Holy Spirit. The eternal, everlasting Son of God puts on flesh and blood at the moment of conception and is born in a stable. Advent prepares us for this. Now, I understand Christmas decorations are already up, or to clarify, at least they are in my house. And our minds have probably already made the leap to thinking about Christmas. Thanksgiving is over, right? However, between Thanksgiving and between Christmas, there is Advent. And it would do all of us a bit of good to slow down a little bit and not get in such a rush to December 25th and contemplate the season of Advent, the season of Jesus coming, the season of preparation to behold our King. It would also do us a bit of good to see Advent as a penitential season, a time of repentance, much like Lent. Let this be a season where you can take your time, you can think about, reflect upon the coming of Christ, the coming of Jesus. Let this be a time where you can look forward to and meditate upon the birth of Jesus, and once again behold the rich and glorious promises of God that are freely yours in Jesus. Advent is about Jesus coming, and yet that's not a very precise phrase. We look to Christmas, we look to His birth, His coming as an infant. But the Old Testament lesson from Isaiah today turns our minds also to looking at Jesus' second coming, when Isaiah talks about that time without war and nations flowing to God. All nations, says the prophet. So even at the beginning of the church year, on this first Sunday of Advent, the prospect of Jesus' return, His coming in glory to judge the living and the dead, is and should be on our minds. Still, as Isaiah speaks of the time when war is no more and faithful people are flocking to God, the gospel lesson gives us another perspective on Jesus' coming, and that is His coming to Jerusalem to die. Jesus coming. His coming to Jerusalem to die. His coming when he is born in a stable. His coming on the last day to judge the living and the dead. Which is most important? The answer? Yes. They're all important. All necessary for Christians to know, believe, and hopefully derive comfort from. Friends, you may have concerns about your future. It may very much be on your mind. But know this, God is not a skeptic when it comes to your salvation. And Jesus coming always means salvation for you. He rides into Jerusalem and he is met with pomp and fanfare. Branches are cut and laid down with shouts of Hosanna filling the air. The Son of David has arrived and the people rightly rejoice. Now Matthew tells us Jesus comes humble and he's mounted on a donkey and a colt, a foal of the beast of burden. And the chief point here is to recognize that Jesus' entrance in this particular way is a fulfillment of Zechariah's prophecy. So way before we hear Jesus riding into Jerusalem, Zechariah, God's prophet, told his people, he pointed his people, he testified to his people about Christ. And when Jesus rides into Jerusalem, we see that prophecy fulfilled. What does that mean? God has kept his word. God has kept his word and he brings salvation to his people through the work and person of his only begotten Son. Now, most of you probably are at least somewhat aware of the background of this text from Matthew today, which is Jesus comes to Jerusalem for a reason, doesn't he? And that is, he comes to Jerusalem ultimately to lay down his life for sinners. Glee, joy, and hope at Jesus' entry will soon turn to mourning, tears, and sadness when our King is hoisted up upon a cross and shouts of Hosanna become quiet. They cease. But friends, the word Hosanna, it means something. The word Hosanna means save us now. And indeed, Jesus would do this. His entrance to Jerusalem would lead to his death, where salvation would be secured for all humanity. By this coming of Jesus to Jerusalem, we have true peace and we have true joy. Unknown to the world, who still asks the question, who is this? Jerusalem is shaken at Jesus' entrance. When he comes to Jerusalem, it is shaken. And the people ask, who is this? Jerusalem will shake once again. We're at the cross. When Jesus hangs upon the cross, God's word says, quote, the earth shook at Jesus' death. Friends, Christ really shakes up the world. The world that has no use for Christian morality and teaching. The world which still looks at confusion at the bloody corpse on the cross. But Jesus coming into Jerusalem to die means he has saved you. The cry of Hosanna, save us now, has been met. Christmas should be seen in this light, that we may have true joy and comfort this season. We should look to Christmas as the coming of Jesus sent into this world to grab you from the pit and call you his own. Advent points us to all of this. It points us to celebrating the coming of Christ in a stable, the coming of Christ to die in Jerusalem, to forgive you of your sin and declare you his own. What does all of this mean for you? It means everything's going to be okay. Everything will be fine. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about the things of this world. That's not just a throwaway line that pastors use to fill sermon time. It is God's word to you. Do not worry. Don't be anxious. And God says that to you because of what you have today, right now. A Savior who came for you, who laid down his flesh for you. Don't be depressed. God fulfilled the word he spoke to Zechariah, And he will certainly fulfill it again when he says death for his children. Death for the saint is no death at all, but only a passageway to life everlasting with him. God will not go back on that. If you are sick, and the sickness is leading to death, do not be afraid. Christ has come. He lives, so do you. Are you afraid of the world? Don't be. Even as the world still looks at Jesus and says, "Who is this?" Don't be afraid. Believe, confess, and know what God has given you. What God has given you in Christ who came to Jerusalem to save his people. It's also worth mentioning that Satan will not take a break this holiday season. He will continue trying to put before your minds false gods and idols in hopes that you'll forget about Christ and his comfort, and instead worry about everything and even despair when something like a dinner doesn't get prepared on time. Or when the kids are driving you bananas and you wish they were in school. My friends, be at peace. Christ has died to give you peace. Do not be afraid. And for God's people, know this, death is not the final verdict, but it is life. Life in Jesus. God is not a skeptic when it comes to salvation. Your king has come. He will come again, as Isaiah teaches us. And finally, there's even more to Jesus' coming than what I've mentioned so far. Even as we anticipate our Lord's return, as we should, as we look to Christmas, as we should. You know, God continues to come to you still. And when I say that, I'm not talking about dreams, visions, and feelings. But I'm talking about those certain places where God has promised to meet his people. Think about this. Whenever someone is baptized and water is placed upon them, that is not symbolic water that means nothing. But in a baptism, God's name is there because the sinner is baptized into his name. The sinner receives his name. And where the name of God is present, Christ is present. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is present. In baptism, you bear the name. You have the name. You have Jesus and his righteousness. That is why we say baptism is not the work of man, but the work of God, cleansing, forgiving, saving, even God pouring faith into the heart of the callous sinner. And that baptismal promise, everything I just said about baptism, doesn't go away, doesn't fade. One does not have to be baptized again and again. God's word is everlasting and eternal, and it's yours unto eternity. When one receives the Lord's Supper, you are receiving into your mouth not just bread, not just wine, but the Lord Jesus comes to you and says in his word, we hear it, "This is my body. This is my blood." The Lord Jesus does not say this represents or symbolizes me. Whoever believes that is missing out. You're missing out if that's all you believe. The promise is greater. The promise is better. It is the Lord Jesus saying, "This is my body. This is my blood." For what? Christ tells us, for the forgiveness sins, your sins, all of them, paid in full by your Savior, who rode into Jerusalem to ultimately lay down his life to redeem you, to forgive you, and in him you are declared justified. My friends, this is what Advent is about. It's about Jesus coming and the salvation you have in him. Jesus has come, and he will come. He will always come to his people. Go in this peace. Amen. Now the peace of God, which does surpass all human understanding, may it guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, from now unto that life everlasting. Amen.